Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us. What we're going to do is open up the phone lines, find out how happy you are that Kevin is back.
Or if you have a legitimate question, we'll take that one too.
No, it's okay. It's fine. Now, what we're going to do is I have one talk show request and three requests for kids doing projects. If you can just carve out some time, you can do these. And it'd be good for you.
What, the talk show request?
And also, you know, just answer these kids' questions.
I've done a few of those.
Good. Well, here you go. Then your experience. Should work out great. That way I don't have to do it.
Okay.
Even though I said yes to everybody.
I'm here to help in any way I can.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15 in Hummelsworth, sponsoring the Sunbury Motors Studio. And today's show being brought to you by our great friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, online at purdyinsurance.com. And ooh, do they ever feel like they're getting their money's worth today? All right, 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Your guy Tebow got booed at Yankee Stadium. Welcome to New York.
I was going to say everybody's been booed at some point or another at Yankee Stadium. That's
welcome
nothing new.
Welcome to New York, Tim Tebow. Oh, the most famous wildcat in the country. How about that? So hey, Tebow gets booed.
You touched on it earlier in the program, the Flyers-Penguins game. James Neal.
Yeah,
is now going to have two hearings. Mm-hmm. Suspensions have to be coming. And looking at some of the replays, I don't think there's any question that suspensions are coming. The question is, will these suspensions carry into, let's say the Penguins don't go any further, will they carry into next year, and how far into next year would they carry into?
Oh, it'll carry into next year, sure, if they're eliminated. And just how many games they say. They may say he's out for the rest of the series, so it's a four-game suspension. Well, if they get eliminated the next game, that would be the first three games of next year. So, 1-800-795-9565. See, now Tebow's a part of the New York scene now. They've booed him. He's completely into it now. Robert in Selinsgrove Grove.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. I know deep down you miss Kevin.
Yes, I do.
See,
I don't know how to. I'm not sure how to handle it.
Checks in the mail.
That's not what I called.
Goodness,
your check's in the mail.
Yeah.
You know, it's really great. The listeners come up with the best one-liners all the time.
Well, I'm beyond words. I'm beyond words. Let's talk some Phillies. You wanna?
Yeah, let's talk some Phillies. Let's go for it.
Okay, I'm sick and tired of Charlie Emanuel blaming the whole season on lack of offense. And I'm more than that sick of Ruben Amaro Jr. backing him up on the whole thing. I thought that baseball was a team sport, and they are dreadful. Dreadful.
Yeah, right now offensively they're struggling tremendously. We know that. I mean, there's no getting around it. Now quietly losing Raul Abanez.
Yes.
Yeah, that's big. I mean, because that was another bat that they could have counted on to help them through all this, but they don't have any of that. And again, that's their issue. Utley, you can't help it when it comes to obviously Ryan Howard.
Ryan Howard, yeah, and Utley, sure.
But
what happens if they lose the catcher, Ruiz?
Ruiz, I think Ruiz is.
Pence, yeah. What happens if Hunter Pence sprains his ankle? Is the season over?
Well, they have a lot of problems. Now, he's already made that. You have to be careful, too, with moves, all right? You are a team right now that is built, for the moment, mostly on starting pitching and defense, correct?
Exactly.
All right. Now, what was more valuable in that game against the Pirates? Worley going six innings, giving up a run, and keeping him out there?
Yeah.
Or did you really think pinch-hitting Lance Nix was the move to make? Of course not. You know darn well, Worley, when you're based on pitching and defense, you squeeze out another inning out of him, maybe two more innings out of him, the way he was pitching that day. And it's a move like that that Charlie Manuel makes that you as a fan are justified to question.
Yeah. So, I mean, they put all this money out for all these ace pitchers, which is fine, but what happens... What happens when somebody gets hurt and then now they're done? They go out there and the guy pitches a four hitter and the other team scores two runs and they win 2-0 or 2-1. You know, it's I watch Comcast every day, of course, and I'm a big Phillies fan, but I'm really getting sick of everybody on board with, well, we'll come back once they come back. Well, maybe they won't come back. I mean, Howard might not be back until the All-Star break.
Right.
You know, it's possible, and Utley might never be back. But
well, look at this team the way it's made up so far. Jimmy Rollins is hitting .351. Not bad. Hunter Pence is hitting .314 with five home runs and 16 knocked in.
Right.
Ruiz is hitting .308. Victorino's hitting .294. Okay? It's not as if the lineup has been, in terms of the ability to get a batting average... impotent. It's not. And part of it has to do with some moves that they have made along the way in terms of game management and strategy that have hurt them to this point. And I think that has to be called into question.
Yeah, that's my question. It's like if you have a running back and he gets hurt, there's somebody behind him that can fill in most of the time if you've got a decent squad. But with the Phillies, there's just like sliding people in there, and then people they slide in, sometimes they get hurt or don't have a good game, and then they do something else. And if I was a Philadelphia, if I went to the games every day, I'd be very more upset than I am right now, because I like the Phillies and I watch the Phillies, and I mean, I'm a Philly guy. I watch the Eagles and the whole deal, but I'm really getting sick of the excuses. Almost a little bit like Andy Reid when he goes 10-10, you know what I'm talking about.
Right, and here's the deal. What's happened without Utley and without Howard, without them, what's happened is the Phillies' margin of error has decreased. No question.
Yeah.
And what's happened is that Cliff Lee, for example, has an ERA of 3.46. They want it in the twos. Cole Hamels has an ERA of 3.65. They want it in the upper twos, lower threes. Worley's at 3.75. So the pitching has been good. The problem is the pitching has to be very good because the margin of error is thinner, and they put too much pressure on their starting pitching staff to come through because the margin of error out in the field with the hitters is not as great.
Yeah. Well, when was the last time you saw them that were in a game that say 1-1 or 2-2 or 2-1, and they started playing small ball, butting the guy from first to second, and butting the guy from, getting an out and a long ball from the guy goes from second to third, and they squeeze him to home. They don't do that. They just let the guy up there and they say he's going to get a hit. Well, we're done for the inning, and that's what happens. They don't. I don't think they have a lock on baseball strategy. That's what I'm thinking. Like some other managers do, they're thinking four or five batters ahead, and that's they just go like, send them out there and see what happens. And it's disturbing if you're a baseball fan, because baseball is not just throw the ball and let somebody hit it. It's all strategy, and it's pretty bothersome. That's what
There's certain guys in this lineup you can play small ball with. You can play small ball with Freddie Galvis. You can play small ball with Juan Pierre. I mean, yeah. To a point, you know, Jimmy Rollins gives you both. You can play long fly with him, or you can play small ball with him, too.
For sure, yeah.
And there's certain guys you can't. You cannot play small ball with when Jim Tomey's at the plate. I mean, you just you can't do that. But certain guys in this lineup, you can. I did a game the other day, Robert, on the Big Ten Network between Penn State and Michigan. And Michigan coach Rich Maloney, who's in his 10th year as a head coach of the Wolverines, he has a lot of injuries right now, a lot of injuries. Well, he got to a point where he was trying to put the game away the other day. And he had a runner on first base. He bunted the guy to second. The guy stole third, and he suicide squeezed the guy home.
Wow.
I mean, that's how he got the guy around to produce what proved to be the insurance run that put the game away for Michigan. It was impressive to see. And he has... Yeah. And the two of his top hitters are out of the lineup with injuries right now. And that's how he was able to put it together.
You know, you just accentuated my point.
Yep.
You know, college and pro baseball is two different avenues, but it's still baseball. And you've got, like I said, some of these managers are two and three batters ahead in their brain of what they're going to do. And that's what it takes. It's a game of brains, just like a lot of games are. But the Phillies, I don't think they have any clue what it's going to take, because I don't see them even making the playoffs.
Right.
I really don't.
Let me give you a golf analogy to what you're talking about.
Yeah.
When Tiger Woods was at the best, at his best, and I talked about this last week in the show.
Yeah.
He was usually two or three shots ahead of where he wanted to be. He played golf the way Willie Moscone played pool. Willie Moscone was making a shot not to make that shot, but to put the cue ball in the position for the next shot.
Sure. Yeah.
All the time. Tiger Woods now plays shot to shot to shot because he's not sure anymore. And I think the way the Phillies are going right now, they're playing pitch to pitch to pitch. They're not thinking about two or three batters as to how to manufacture an inning to squeeze something around when they don't have anything going.
And you know what's really sad is I'm an amateur baseball fan, and I can think sometimes past the guys that they're making $500,000 a year.
Right.
That's pretty bothersome.
What's bothersome is that you're not making any money at it. That bothers me. That would bother me more than anything else.
Yeah, and it takes away from sometimes the enjoyment of the game, and they're saying, "What the hell were they thinking?" You know. But anyway, I enjoy your show.
Oh, Robert, it's great to hear from you today, and great comments. Appreciate it very much. All right, Robert and Sealands Grove, 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. We'll come back with more of your calls. Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance. So we continue on WKOK.
If you've got spring fever, Sunbury Motors Kia has the cure. Right now, Sunbury Motors Kia can save you up to $6,500 on 2012 Kia Sedonas. All-wheel drive 2012 Kia Serenos are up to $3,500 off. Tired of paying big bucks at the pump? Get big miles per gallon with a Kia Rio. Up to 45 mpg. Sunbury Motors Kia also has great discounts on Kia Fortes and Souls, which get up to 40 mpg. Lease a new Soul or Rio with zero down for just $229 per month. Remember, every new Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty and a 5-year, 60,000-mile basic warranty. And at Sunbury Motors Kia, you get an extra set of tires. Sunbury Motors Kia is known as the dealer who gives you more for your trade, which means there's never been a better deal than the Sunbury Motors Kia deal. They always give you what your trade is worth. Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip at Hummel's Wharf and at sunburymotors.com. Must qualify for all available rebates, tax and tags extra.
Who would play you in a movie?
I have no idea. I never really gave it that much time to thought.
I know exactly who play you.
I have not given it that much thought.
You know, but in Steve Jones Show, the movie, I know who would play you.
Okay.
Yeah, Peter Griffin from Family.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
What?
You know what? If there is a way to make money on that, I should be able to, because I think that's an infringement on... I think they've made a ton of money on my look.
don't know if you put him in an orange shirt. Yeah. You know, on the poll, Bartlett voted for you.
She did? That's yeah. Yeah.
No, that's what I want to ask her about in the show. If you, you can ever somehow find her.
Well, you know, unlike you and I, she's actually working. For you and I, this is actually entertainment purposes.
I mean, I'm working. No, I mean, you seem slightly intimidated on your first day back. I mean, are the polling results killing you or what?
No. I'm fine with the polling results. Again, as I said before, that's the way it should be.
I thought maybe everything would turn around in the show once they realized you were back. Now, you have gained some support.
I have? Okay. Well,
yeah, you know you have. I mean, let's check the polling here one more time.
Okay.
And get to it here. Let's see where you're going. Let's see.
You're obsessed with this poll.
No, I'm not obsessed with the poll. It's just I think it's a fun part of the show today. I mean, we can sit there and we can talk about serious stuff, which obviously we can, about the Phillies, which we had a great conversation moments ago about the Phillies. But at the same time, let's see, blah, 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 blah. See, 61% to 39%. You've closed the gap. It was 80-20 at one point.
Okay.
I mean, okay. See, you're back. You're back in the groove. I don't like this ESPN contract. I don't like it.
I agree with you.
I think it's all wrong. Look, you cannot sit there and claim to be one thing when you're another. All right? In November, we heard over and over again in November that we are a news organization. Oh, really? Wonderful. Good for you. Yeah, but it's okay for you to carry one school on a national radio outlet over all the other schools in the country, but you're a news organization. I mean, you have to be kidding me.
Which division were they referring to when they said they were going to be a news organization?
Oh, SportsCenter, which they goof around on SportsCenter all the time. Yeah. It's quite a news organization that goofs around on its show all the time and makes fun of certain things and so forth. Most news organizations I watch don't, you know, they get there for half an hour. They're pretty serious most of the time.
Walter Cronkite was pretty serious most of the time.
Yeah, man, Chet Huntley, David Brinkley, Frank Reynolds, Peter Jennings appear to be pretty serious guys. Yeah, you know, didn't sit there and spot shadow. Look, spot shadow the vice president. There's Joe Biden. So,
listen, and when the president does something exciting, you never hear booyah coming out of anybody's
booyah.
Mouth.
Booyah. But we're a serious news organization.
The president today signed a bill. Booyah!
Yeah. All right. Let's hear it. All right. But then to take your national radio network, which is carried by how many affiliates? I mean, this station used to be an ESPN affiliate, right?
That's correct.
Yes, used to be. Now, I can understand, for example, it's like there's a multi-year deal that provides Spanish language rights for ESPN Deportes Radio in the Los Angeles market. If it was in that market, I'd be fine. If they carry the games in California, fine, but not nationally. Where I'm driving home, and all of a sudden, the game I have to listen to is USC playing Utah. I mean, that's putting them above all the other programs in the country when they do that. That puts them above everybody else. Now, ESPN's Radio Los Angeles affiliate, 710 ESPN Radio, has been the flagship for USC football for years. But now it's going to be available up to 300 ESPN affiliates nationwide. Now, for Penn State football, we're on 65. We're on 65 stations in six states. Okay? In fact, back in the 80s, we actually had a Los Angeles affiliate. And Learfield puts all this together, and it's a great network of 65 stations, of which WKOK is an absolutely critical part of what we do on the Penn State Sports Network. The signal of the station, the strength of it, the class of it, size of the market, reach, has all of that. But to do something like this, You know, if they had done a game of the week, for example, the game that they're carrying, for example, they pick whatever game it happens to be on ESPN Saturday night or the ABC game of the week and did something like that, that'd be great. That would be great. But to pick out one school and provide it for the, I mean, if they ask me, do I want to carry USC football in Pennsylvania, are you nuts?
Well, that was going to be my next question. Now, the last several years, it's been mandatory to carry every bowl game that ESPN has the rights to, which means you get the insert sponsor name.com bowl every right. single week, right. Every single night during bowl season. So the question is, do I really want to have to broadcast USC the way we have to broadcast these bowl games? If I'm a radio station, well, that's what I'm worried about.
Well, I don't mind the bowl contract because, look, in the evening, right, not during the day, all right, but in the evening, we're looking for programming, right?
There's about five people that want to hear Hawaii and Utah in the whatever bowl around here.
Right, I understand that, but you're still looking for programming.
True.
At that time, there's certain times of the day parts, where you're looking and in search of programming. That's one of them. 3 to 5, we already have that set. They're not bumping us, babe.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us as we roll on here. 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Penn State football practice, they'll go today, tomorrow, Friday, blue-white game, Saturday. And we're looking forward to it very much. Kevin was going to be here at the Sunbury Motors Studio on Friday. But once again, after a quick call to the police, that was gutted.
But you're not going to stop me from being there on Saturday. I'm sorry. That's a public event.
No, and I'm not stopping you from being there on Thursday either.
You know, you haven't talked about but justice. Steve is being honored by the university and their broadcast facilities with having the facility. And I'm not doing it near the justice. So if you would please on it, I think it's well worth it. I think our list.
Well, there are things I think that are very important about this. Number one is that the play, I'm happy about that part. Number two, I wish I had Rick Barry's money and named it after him. Rick and Sue Barry are the ones that did all this. And what they've done is they've made an investment in the future of broadcasting at Penn State with the idea that they want Penn State to be the number one communication school in the country. And this sports complex, which they've named after some schmo, is something that has absolute state-of-the-art equipment. And when you go in there as a Penn State student, you'll be working with exactly the same stuff that they're currently working with at the Big Ten Network, what they're currently working with at Fox Sports, what they're currently working with when it comes to ESPN. That way, anybody who comes out of this thing will then be have the ability to go into an employer and say, well, have you ever worked on this before? Oh, yeah, because they worked on it at Penn State. That's the investment they have made in this. Now, Rick and I do go back to our days at Penn State Wilkes-Barre together. The very first day of orientation, we met. And we became friends right away because we were sitting next to each other in orientation. And we went through all four years together. And when I won the lottery for student tickets to go to the Penn State-Ohio State game in 1978, he's the first guy I called because we were such close friends. And we got in his Volkswagen Beetle and we went out to Columbus, Ohio, and we didn't know what we were doing. We get to Columbus, we're trying to find the stadium, and he pulled this U-turn right in the middle of Lane Avenue. And we were stopped by the police. It was so great. And we talked our way out of that one. Got to the stadium, had a great time. Penn State won 19-0. Now, over time after graduation, and I was at Rick's wedding, and he was at mine, and so forth. over time you lose a little bit of touch, but then we got reacquainted with one another again, maybe about a dozen years ago, and call each other all the time, text each other all the time. And he has made a lot of money in finance. He was actually started out being a political science major. He and Rick Santorum were really good friends at Penn State. And he then got into finance, and he made it big in finance. His ability to know what move to make at one point, and now he's actually one of the minority owners of the San Diego Padres. Well, he's made investments in the past at Penn State Wilkes-Barre. He's made investments, and now he's done this. And every single time he's done something, he's always named it for somebody else. He and his wife Sue have never named it for themselves. And so it just turned out they're out of people, and so I was picked.
Either that or it was payback for the tickets to the game from those years ago.
About time. You know, I was owed a lot of money on those tickets, yeah.
No, and that's going to be happening on Thursday, and it's a well-deserved honor, and I'm very, very honored to be a part of the group that's available to be there for that event.
Well, it'll be a glorified hostage situation. I'm just glad everybody can go. Yeah,
and they are paying $50 a head, so that was the other reason why I went, too. So that was good news for me. It's a win-win for me.
Well, it's nice to be, Jack will be there.
There is a reception with food afterwards, right?
Yes, and that's been actually the key. That's the key to this whole thing. As soon as they found out there was refreshments afterward. But it's nice because Jack will be there, Dick will be there. That's what I'm doing. I can tell by the phone calls the masses are impressed.
Well, it's unless I coaxed it out for you that came to fruition.
Yes. So, but like I said, in the end, the plaque doesn't say memorial. It's all good. 62-38%. Wow. You never gained any traction today. I don't understand.
I think everybody's just kicking back a little bit. It's Monday, and it's a nice day outside. Probably listening on the radio or on the phone.
That's fine. I'm talking about the poll.
I know what you were talking about.
You never gained any traction.
I knew what you were talking about.
I mean, you closed the gap from 80-20. That was probably an unfair spread. I mean, Joe Portelli voted 17 times. Drew Carey voted. Kelly voted. Sean Carey voted. But I know Bartlett voted for you. That's why I wanted her on the show. I wanted her to support you on the show today.
Well, you know, she's been quite busy gathering news. It's been a busy news day today.
No, she doesn't want to reveal why she voted the way she did. That's what it comes down to. We keep asking. I don't know. I don't think I should. I don't think I should. Purdy Insurance, by the way, is our sponsor of today's show. And our good friends at Purdy Insurance, located on Market Street in Sunbury, online at purdyinsurance.com. We'll talk a lot about the blue-white game. They did scrimmage on Saturday. It was rather extensive. It was a 120-play scrimmage. I know there are some reports out there that they went 40 to 45 plays. You people are paying for this service? I mean, they went 120 plays. And it was good. Now, look, what do I consider to be a good scrimmage? Right? Now, the coach may have a different definition than I do. But I don't want one side dominating the other. Because remember, in any scrimmage situation, for every, you get a lot of, Because on every play, one side did well, the other side didn't in a scrimmage. You can't have the perfect play where you walk out and go, hey, I feel great. You know, you give the ball to Silas Wright, he gets stuffed by five guys. The defense is thrilled. They're jumping up and down the whole thing. So they're happy. The offense isn't happy. They got nothing out of it. All of a sudden, then Rob Bolden hits a pass to Shawnee Kersey that covers 45 yards of the touchdown. He was able to beat them deep over the middle, blah, 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 blah. Offense is jumping up and down. Defense is saying, what the heck happened? Why no pressure? What happened to the coverage? When you can walk out of there feeling like both sides accomplished something and had their moments, that's when I think that's a good scrimmage. And I thought both sides on Saturday walked out of there and could feel better about where they are. And I think that's what we saw. Now, if you have any questions about Penn State football, I think the Sealands Grove people know that Ryan Kaiser's out. It is not a season ender for him, but he still is out.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. What was the status of that then? But
yeah,
it's not, that's good. It's not.
It's a meniscus problem. It's going to have to be taken care of, but I think it's one of those things. If I recall, I think it's 3 to 4 months, right around there. So that means, for example, Matt McGloin's the holder right now, and obviously not Ryan. And other people have had to step up at safety with him out of there. And he was doing pretty well. I thought he was having actually a decent spring. But I know a lot of people wondered about him and how he is. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565 is our number. Let's go to it. Bob in Lewisburg. Hi, Bob. Thanks for joining us. Great to hear from you today.
Hey, congratulations, Steve. That's quite an honor.
I'm very humbled by it. Thank you.
Well, and I was thinking for Kevin, maybe Seth Rogen would play him.
Wow.
I like that. That's good.
Seth Rogen.
I can live with that.
Huh. Well, there you go.
I like that a lot.
Just change his hair color a little bit and he'd be fine.
Yeah. All right, so here's my question about Penn State quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
If they could not, neither one of them, in my opinion, really showed that they could win the big one last year.
Right.
Does the scheme, the whole scheme change with the new coach and new offense, does that make the quarterbacks any, I don't know, better is the right term or not? Or does it make them different?
Well, let's look at this in a couple ways. Number one, the quarterbacks that we're talking about are 1 year older. And they have one more year of experience under their belt. So there's that natural maturation to begin with. I also think this scheme helps them a lot because there's a lot of pitch and catch in this offense. Pitch and catch over the middle, pitch and catch getting to the ball of the running backs. But there's some difficult throws they have to make as well. And I think more and more we're seeing them make some of those more difficult throws a little further downfield. But there's a lot in this where the entire field's available. The center of the field is certainly an important part of the offense. And I think the quarterbacks have been picking this up. I think McGloin has picked it up really well. Bolden has done a good job now. He seems to have picked it up. But I think Paul Jones is settling into it. I mean, there was a point early last week where they were struggling with it a bit, and then they bounced back and had a good one on Wednesday, and the scrimmage went well on Saturday. So part of it's natural maturation, second natural experience. And I also think this offense will have the ability to bring out the best of them, especially the things that they were able to do with some level of comfort.
Okay, so then we should see
you'll see an improved quarterback situation. You'll see an improved quarterback situation. There's a lot of things in there that work to what they have and work well for them. So you're going to see better quarterback play at Penn State, unquestionably. I think you will, because they're a year older, a little more experienced. I think there's certain elements in here, especially how they utilize the tight ends and the fullback in here, that will allow them to get completions and move the ball, and then there's a tempo to it as well. They don't want to play slow football. They want to get the play in, get in the huddle, get to the line of scrimmage and make plays, and they want to keep the defense off balance by doing that. I think that will work to the quarterback's benefit as well.
Well, does this play into to their favor, Penn State's favor, by the other teams that they play are not used to seeing an offense like this?
Well, that's one thing about college football that's great. You see so many different styles. I mean, the way Ohio State plays is completely different than the way Wisconsin plays, which is completely different than the way Michigan State plays, and completely different than the way Nebraska plays, or with Denard Robinson at Michigan. Now, this type of offense that we're going to see, there's no other offense in the Big Ten, in my opinion, that's going to look like this offense. There just isn't going to be. And the way they utilize the tight ends, the fullback, and what they expect from the quarterback in this, and the reads that they have to make, is going to be very difficult for teams to get ready for on a week-in and week-out basis. And by playing at a tempo where they can keep the defense off balance and maybe not making as many situation substitutions, I think that will work to Penn State's benefit as well. So in a conference that has a lot of different styles offensively, I think Bill O'Brien has now added another style to the table that nobody else really has, and it will be difficult for them to prepare for on a weekly basis.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to see that. And, you know, when you talk about announcers and things like that, is it just my opinion, or do other people have the opinion, too, that they would just rather, when it's a national game, turn the TV sound down and turn you and Jack on?
Well, that's what happens in my home. No,
I do it all the time.
But that's a forced situation.
I do it every game that I have
you
a
know
chance
what?
To.
To be honest with you, Bob, I'm very complimented by that. A lot of people do tell us that. And we do see people, for example, sitting in the stadium with headphones on all the time. So we're complimented by that. We try to make sure that we give everyone the insight as to what Penn State's doing, which I think can be done by announcers that are there on an everyday basis, as opposed to popping in on Thursday. You know, which, you know, look, I have to do this on a national basis, too, when I work the Big Ten Network, so I know what they go through. And it's easier for me to do it and bring information to you than it is for them, because I'm there every day.
Mm-hmm. Just seems like sometimes there's just a bias or an anti-bias against Penn State, and I just don't like to hear that all the time. I just want to hear somebody like Todd Blackledge bringing something to the table, and which he always does.
Right, exactly. And Todd does do that, and Jack obviously does a great job with it. I think everyone knows how, you know, which way Jack and I want the thing to go. But at the same time, you know, Jack just does the game, and he tells you why it's working, why it's not working, and so forth.
Well, that's good. I definitely like to hear that. I know when I do my broadcasting, it's like I want people to know that there's two guys in the stands, you know, talking about football and why this thing works and why it doesn't. And that's what I get out of you guys, too.
Well, thank you so much, Bob. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Hey, thanks, guys. We'll see you.
Thanks. Our number 1-800-795-9565. Back with more on WKOK after this.
When you buy insurance, it's serious business. Because if something happens and you don't have the right coverage, you're out of luck and maybe out of business. So if you need insurance, business, home, auto, or flood, ask your agent about Selective. No gimmicks, just great coverage and great response.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Pretty Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at prettyinsurance.com. Find out what Pretty Insurance can do for you.
Love the Gaga.
I can't hear Lady Gaga now without hearing you say that. Love the Gaga.
Love the Gaga. You know, I have a grandchild. She's going to be four on. I have two grandchildren. My oldest is going to be four on Monday next week. And they would put headphones on her, and her legs would start going to Lady Gaga.
And pretty soon she's going to start going, love the Gaga.
Love the Gaga, yeah. So, yeah. Let's see. Let's see how you ended up in the poll here. You notice how Barty never came on. I mean, he just never even came on.
Busy working.
No. I think it had more to do with, no. Just, you know, pity vote. By the way, Purdy Insurance, good friends, sponsoring today's show. We can't thank them enough. Let's see. Where are the Kevin Herr results?
Well, you're looking for that. Don't forget to join
60-40. You've closed the gap.
Oh, great.
See, just by being back on the show, you have closed the gap, mon ami.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Don't forget to join us for the Purdy Golf Tournament, too.
That's May 9th.
Yes.
Susquehanna Valley Country Club. We're going to be doing the show live from there, and it is going to be the broadcast extravaganza that you expect.
That's right. We're bringing out all the stops. I'm not sure what they are yet, but we're bringing them out.
Oh, come on. We'll come out there. All right. I'll be wearing a battle helmet.
Probably from the golf game earlier.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. You know darn well. You know, I mean, I'm sorry. You can talk about how you took Daniel out. And you play par three golf with him, trying to live vicariously through your son. He won't be out there.
You know what the goal? You know what the goal of par three golf is? It's to improve your skills and to be able to putt better. All right, that's the goal of par 3 golf.
There isn't a par 3 golf course in America that has greens cut the way a normal golf course is.
But it's still to help you with your short game skills. And after playing that round at par 3, I think I need about 6 more rounds at par 3. It looked like the first round of the season, actually.
Well, I haven't played yet. Purdy might be the first time I play.
So then you have no room to start busting on me about my golf play because yours might be just as bad.
No, I'll just walk out and play. It's good. I'll just walk out and play. I'll be fine.
Well, definitely contact Bonnie Walsh and find out more about the tournament because it'll be interesting now, in the morning flight to see where the golf balls go from our foursome.
Now, I kept asking Jack to go to the scrimmage on Saturday. Okay. Jack couldn't go. Now, where do you think Jack was? Why couldn't Jack go to the scrimmage Saturday?
He might have had a starting time.
Yes. And guess where?
I have no idea.
Hilton Head Island.
Well, that was a nice place to play.
And then they drew lots out of a hat to see which pro they'd be paired up with. He gets Chad Campbell. You're like, what the heck? Wow. How about that?
Wow.
How about that? The hammer. How about that? Hilton Head Island. Yay. Oh, and of course, Moeller went with him. I mean, you know, I have to give a speech on Thursday.
Yes.
Now, I decided not to put this in here. Well, I was going to thank Moeller because he's a guy that gives you the shirt off his back. The only problem is I've stopped asking him fewer favors because I can't stand when he's shirtless.
Probably a good choice to omit that one.
Well, President Erickson will be there, so I'll probably slash that one. Well, it's great to have you back. I don't care what the vote says.
Thank you.
I voted repeatedly yes. I got a 240%. You owe me. We'll talk to everybody tomorrow. We're looking forward to it. It's Blue White Week here at Penn State.
Your station for news, weather, business, and Fox Sports Radio is News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.